Continuing this morning in our confession of faith and a review of the church's summary statement of faith. As the introduction to the statement says, this statement of faith represents the doctrinal outline of Providence Church. The teaching and preaching will reflect this understanding. This statement does not necessarily define the boundaries of our fellowship. Christians who differ with this statement are welcome to worship the Lord together with us. Our basis for unity and communion is a biblical confession of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, an acknowledgement of the authority of Scripture, and the absence of a scandalous lifestyle. If you meet those three things, you fit here. Last week we went over the first article, which dealt with God. This week we will address the second article, which addresses the sovereignty of God. Regarding God's sovereignty, our statement says, God created all things in heaven and earth out of nothing by His powerful word. All life on earth, including mankind, was created by a direct act of God. God is absolutely sovereign over His creation. For His own glory, He decrees whatsoever comes to pass, and providentially upholds and sustains all things. All of creation is made for the glory of God. Scripture says God created all things in heaven and earth out of nothing by His powerful word. Let's see what it says. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He did that by His powerful word. If we read Genesis chapter 1 and we look at verses 6, 9, excuse me, 3, 6, 9, 11, 14, 20, 24, 26, and 29, it starts out with, and God said, let there be. Regarding life on earth, God spoke at the beginning of verse 11, He spoke into existence all plants and trees. Beginning at verse 20, He spoke into existence all sea creatures and birds. Beginning at verse 24, He spoke into existence all beasts of the earth, each according to its kind, and mankind. What does God's word say was special about man? Created in the image of God, male and female, He created him in the image of God. Colossians 1:16-17 says, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created for him or through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Scripture says God is absolutely sovereign over his creation. Isaiah 46:9-10 says, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying my counsel will stand and I will do my pleasure. Lamentations 3:37 says, who is he who speaks and it comes to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? God providentially upholds and sustains all things. Hebrews 1:3 says of the Lord that he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Scripture affirms that all creation is made for the glory of God. Now let me say at the start here, if a man seeks his own glory, he's proud and selfish, isn't he? He's a fool. But God does not act out of base human motives, but rather seeks the highest good for those who belong to him. The highest praise and glory ought to be reserved for the most elevated, the most sublimely beautiful, the most ineffably perfect of all things. That describes only the perfections of Almighty God. The Westminster Shorter Catechism consequently says that the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Isaiah 43:7 says, everyone who is called by my name, who I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him. In other words, God created all things for his glory. Hebrews 1:3 says that the Son is the radiance of God's glory in the express image of his purpose, of his person. Revelations 21:23 says that the new Jerusalem has no need of a sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God is its light. And the doxology in Romans 11:36 says, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we worship a glorious, sovereign God. His sovereignty guarantees his promises. Lord, let us never forget your sovereignty over everything that comes to pass. Let us never turn our faith from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.